It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today on Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners came to the broadcast table with excellent reports on the current events that are happening in our world. Now, my job is to help you understand and explain to you how these geopolitical events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. On this, A Look at the Book, let me go back just a moment and go through the broadcast partner reports and see what they indeed had to bring to the table and to see if these current events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Before I do that, let me remind everybody that if you missed any of my conversations with my broadcast partners, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you'll be able to re-listen or for the first time listen to these reports, some very valuable information for each and every one of you. And do me a favor. Go tell your friends that they need to visit my website, listen to these very informative conversations that I've had and do have every week with my broadcast partners. Now let's think then about my conversations with my broadcast partners. I talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. He was on the catbird seat, and we talked about a number of things, but I believe at the top of the list would be Secretary Tillerson, who is Secretary of State, and Secretary of Defense James Mattis, and their times of cautiously trying to approach Russia and their counterparts in Russia and start some type of a dialogue, seeing if they can build a relationship. Well, let me think about Russia with you just a moment. When you want to find Russia in Bible prophecy, you go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and verse 2. That mentions Magog. Now, let me remind you, in Genesis chapter 10, after the Lord told Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to have children, raise them up, and then go to a very special location, a piece of real estate, somewhere in the world, and in particular, in beginning, they went into the region where they were in the Middle East, and to establish a nation. Actually, nations come into existence some 4,500 years ago after the flood. When you read Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 9, you see that Russia will be the leader of an alignment of nations that will form to go against the Jewish state of Israel. Daniel chapter 11 speaks of Syria, the first of the nations in this alignment to go against the Jewish state. And may I remind you that Russia has a military force, both naval and ground forces, plus an air force located there in Syria at Israel's northern border. And then I talked with David Dolan about the Middle East. He had his Middle East news update for us, and top on the agenda of our conversation was the summit that took place at the White House between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump. You know, it's very interesting that as you look at the content, there was some great stuff there, and I'll get to that in just a moment with Winky Medad and Itamar Marcus. I want to talk about the optics of that summit at the White House. I do believe that was key. What you saw was a man who was the prime minister of the Jewish state of Israel. Now, we're talking about a people who have been in existence for 4,000 years. 2,000 years ago, they were spread all across the world, but just about 70 years ago, they came back together. They joined into a unit called a state or a nation, and now the nation of Israel has been reformed. It's a result of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. We're speaking about Russia just a moment ago. Prime Minister Netanyahu visited with Vladimir Putin, and he told him that Ezekiel chapter 37 had been fulfilled. The Jews were now in the land, and they were a nation in the land that God promised the Jewish people. They're back in the land. That optic was very visible to the entire world as the prime minister and the president met at the White House. Winky Bedad gave us great insight into Israel's reaction to the White House meeting. They were very pleased with what did take place. There was a real friendly atmosphere to Israel, first time in the last 8 years, and the main focus was on Iran, but then they had a side focus on the possible peace agreement and the Jewish settlement. As it relates to Iran, we've already talked about that. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5 would be Iran. Iran is Persia of ancient days. It's Iran today in the threat, the number one threat to the Jewish state. And as it relates to peace, Daniel 9:27 says that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he will confirm a peace treaty between Israel and their neighbors. Itamar Marcus brought to the table information about the Palestinian reaction. And when the United States brought up the idea of a one-state solution, they rejected that immediately. They said, if that is the case, that will cause blood to flow in the nation of Israel. They want a Palestinian state. Malachi chapter 1 says they will return and they will rebuild. Ezekiel chapter 35 says the Palestinian people will rise up, destroy the Jewish people, kill them, and then steal their land. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a report on the European Union. We focused on NATO and also the European Union. NATO is a military operation that the European Union is using today. And remember, the revived Roman Empire has to have a military. And I happen to believe that the European Union is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. And the appearance, of course, of Antichrist, that's Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, the ten horns and the little horn. The ten horns, the revived Roman Empire, the little horn, the Antichrist. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ said in verse 24, you'll see signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in the end times. David James gave us a report on signs, wonders, and miracles. It is key. It is setting up what will happen in the last days. Revelation chapter 13 talks about signs, wonders, and miracles. Chapter 16 says that that's what the Satanic Trinity will use to bring all the nations to Jerusalem for that battle of Armageddon. All of these current events that we've been talking about are a part of an end-time scenario that can be found in God's Word. And let me remind you, all of the prophecies that I have mentioned come to complete fulfillment after the rapture of the church. The rapture, the next event to happen, could happen very quickly because everything else is about to come to pass and be fulfilled. The rapture, the next event on God's calendar of activities. And having said all of this, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...